How did you make a cartwheel? You'd have to do it by hand, wouldn't you?
Oh, you turn the nave, the nath, you know, that's the centre. You turn that first. You turn it on an eighth, you know. And, well, it was held on out on a board for you. The size, you took your calipers and you took your sizes and you turn that. And then, but on that nave, there's some more irons on that nave. I don't know, I've forgotten what they call them. After you get your nave turned, you take that to the blacksmith and he fixes an iron plate on the backside and an iron plate on the front. On the nave, you know, that's, and then the spokes comes in between. You've got all them spokes to set off. That's my grandchild. Come in. All them spokes to set off right on that wheel. You've got them all the motors out with a hand. Bore them with an agro force, you know, hook them out with a hand. And then by that, an apple job put them in. It takes a good strong fella to drive them right up, you know. Well, after you get all your spokes in, you take that, you get all your shoulders, the width of your wheel, you know, and your fellies, that's how it's say, and you get a centre thing and put it up through a hole in the centre. Well, you've got a thing, after you get that thing through the centre of the nut, there's a pin sticking up here, and you walk off. Of a thing that gans up beside the wheel to get your plumb cut for the spokes, ends of the spokes, you know. You see? Mm-hmm. And then you get off this pin on there again, you take your sweep right around your wheel, look with a sharp pointed pin, and that's how your shoulders look. And you cut them down and shoulders, you dress all your fellies up in the inside and fill them up on the face, you know. And all them spoke ends is all tenons, what they call tenons on them, you know, shoulder and tenon. You've got to set all your fellies off on them and motor the holes on them, put them all up, and there you are. You've got them all to dress, take them to the blacksmith and get them yupped, and then you have to dress all the backs of the wheels off it. Oh, it's an awful job making cart wheels out. An awful job. Aye, that's it. Aye, on the nave here, look, on the front of the nave, from the face of the spokes here to the end of the nave, there's an iron thing around there. I'm forgetting what the cal hit. And then there's the one on the backside of the spokes there, comes nearly up against the spokes, maybe half an inch off each side of the front of the back of the spokes. That's to hold that nave together when you drive your spokes in. Now, what do you see?
Yes, I see.
And then this is hooped, the blacksmith hoops that is. After you get all your fellies and things on, you know, about 3/4 of an inch gap hole between all the points of the fellies here, all the cuts in there, between the spokes where the felly joints are, you leave them open. But them fellies is all pinned and all, you know, to keep them together. Well, that's what they call the loans. When the hoops put on hot, it contacts, you know, they keep doing with cold water. And dries all your joints of your fellies in. No joints to be seen after it's all put together, you know.
Mm.
And after that's done, you get it onto a square stool with a hole in where the nath goes down, and you get a file, and you file all these edges, and clean them off with a spoke shape.
Mm.
And there you are, you're ready for your paint. And then, after you get that done, you've got a good long screw thing about that length, look. You put it up through this hole of the nath, and there's a little cutter comes up the side. And you board right down through that nut to put your bush in. Have a lot of work in them. A lot of work.
And that's the biggest job on the cart, is it?
That's the hardest job on the cart.
Mm-hmm.
This is just play work. This and this fancy work on here. Just play work. Mm-hmm. I forget what they call them. Man, everything goes with your memory, you know.
Mm-hmm.